644 1320 WILS. A new study looking at good looking people. And guess what? They're not the kind of people you want to have long term relationships and marry because things don't end up very well for them. Leading the research is Christine McKellum. She is a psychology professor. That's the University of Laverne, right, Christine?
That's right.
Because what I read is you were leading a Harvard team or a team at the Harvard University. Was that accurate?
Yeah. So the study was originally conducted at Harvard, but I've since moved to the University of Laverne.
Ah, gotcha. Now, how do you do a study like this, finding out how good-looking people manage relationships?
Well, we first came along the idea when we noticed just based on sort of like casual observation and anecdotal evidence, that a lot of people we knew that were good looking, they had a relatively easy time getting into relationships, but simply being good looking didn't seem to be a guarantee of maintaining relationships. So a few students and I thought it would be interesting to really test this on an empirical level and see if this really was the case in the real world.
Okay. In the real world, you had what, women evaluate pictures of high school guys, right? That kind of thing?
Yeah, so our very first study was looking at old high school yearbook photos, and we had female coders code the men in these photos for attractiveness, and then we looked up their marriage and divorce records according to the state that they lived in, and we found that the more attractive men were more likely to get divorced than the less attractive men.
As psychologists, why do you think that's the case?
Well, we did a few follow-up studies, and one of the things we looked at was this idea that being physically attractive might give you more leeway in terms of being interested in attractive alternatives to your current relationship partner. Mm-hmm. And so we think at least one of the reasons might be that if you're physically attractive, you simply might be used to having more options in terms of people you can be with. And the secret, or one of the secrets to a relationship, is presumably sticking with the same person over long periods of time. Mm. So we figured perhaps one reason that physically attractive people might be more likely to have shorter relationships is because they have so many options.
Mm. Do you think the same goes for attractive women? Do they probably have the same issue? Or?
Yeah, so in the second study we did, we looked at celebrities, and where we looked at both males and females, and we didn't find any evidence for the gender difference. So we suspect it probably works very similarly for both men and women.
Okay. So the advice is what? Don't marry a good-looking person? Or?
I don't know if I would jump that far. But I think we should be careful when we overvalue physical attractiveness, right? So I think everyone universally always wants the most beautiful or attractive mate. But I think it's important to know that this beauty might come at a cost, and that it's not necessarily a guarantee of anything. So I think we might just be more careful in our assessments of what we want in our relationship partners.
Yeah. So does a good-looking person have to have more restraint then to remain in a relationship? Or?
Probably one takeaway that you can walk away from, that if you are extremely attractive, then you probably, there's a lot of other research that shows this, right? You'll probably be more likely to have chances to engage in other relationships, or you might be the target of poaching, other people wanting to be with you even though you're in a relationship. So I think definitely that might present more temptation or more chances to leave.
Yeah. Do you think women are as drawn in by looks as men are typically to actually form a relationship?
So I haven't done research myself on this specific topic, but based on what I understand of what other people have done, I think women are less likely to report that they care about physical attractiveness, but I think women similarly also also look at physical attractiveness as one feature. I think, for women it's a little different in the sense that women also care about not only physical attractiveness, but other things, right? So I think a lot of studies show that women care a lot about resources and things related to status. And so physical attractiveness may not be the only thing they look at, but I certainly think it's one of those things that are universally desirable, regardless of whether you're male or female.
Yeah. I mean, it's desirable, but it seems like in the end, it's almost like it's a curse of some kind. Is that fair to say? Or?
Yeah, well, we don't call it a curse quite so much, but I think it's definitely a liability. So it's definitely something that comes at a cost. And the question is, how much do you want to take that risk of incurring this cost?
Yeah. Well, percentage-wise, if you're good-looking, would you say 50% more likely to end up getting divorced? Or what kind of number would you give it?
So we didn't do those kind of calculations. We essentially just compared like the overall relationship, and we found that attractiveness does correlate significantly with likelihood of divorce.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be able to put like a hard, fast number on it just off the top of my head.
It sounds like
yes, relatively to less attractive people, they are more likely to get divorced.
Sounds like,
at least based on our samples.
It sounds like, well, good-looking people should marry each other. That way they can switch partners without bad feelings. Christine McCallums, she is a psychology professor at the University of Laverne in California, leading this study. Very interesting one. Christine, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yep. Bye.